Coming to you live from the basement of an abandoned training facility, where we talk about fighting, training, and events. It's the Fight Mixer Show, where you can hear about all the local and world combat sports happenings. Get ready. It's time to gear up and square up, because we're going live on the Fight Mixer Show.
Edition of the Fight Mixer television program. We are here with the men who will be fighting at BKFC April 30th. Dylan Checker, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, man?
How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How about y'all?
Doing pretty good. Not too shabby at all. So, huge fight coming up. Obviously, you're fighting Josh Burns. Both of you guys are knockout artists, serious competitors in BKFC. How's everything going? How's preparations going heading into this fight?
Training's been going great, man. Everything is right on schedule. You know, we're coming along just as we planned on. Everything is running smooth.
Cool, man. So Josh Burns was saying that your beard isn't nearly as good as his. How do you feel about that?
This guy's gonna start something.
I got nothing here. I'm trying to build something, get controversy going. That's the people want. The crowd loves controversy.
This guy down here, I'm telling you, he's a troublemaker.
Yeah, he's trying. I see him trying. Oh. My wife don't like it either, man. I deal with that all the time.
Okay, I gotta go myself. I mean, my beard. Like I got a beard of a fourth grader. You know what I'm saying? Like I gotta work. I gotta get on you. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Yeah, mine comes in patches, so.
So you're actually I was doing research on you, and you actually come from the MMA environment. I mean, you were 11-1. You had an incredible fucking record, an incredible run in mixed martial arts. What made you switch over to BKFC?
The easy answer is they pay better. The UFC offered me a couple different times. I was injured. I had a really bad injury that I had to sit out for, planned on sitting out for a year. Met my wife, had a kid. That year turned into four. So I had to let that injury heal up and jump back into it after 4 years. I had two MMA fights real quick. And then bare knuckle came knocking. And they offered me enough to not say no to it, even though I went to a couple of events and I was like, man, I would never do that shit. That looks crazy. These guys are beating the hell out of each other.
And then, they offered you an easy opponent like Josh. So you're like, yeah, I'll take
him. Yeah, sure. You're throwing Josh Burns, no problem. I'll take him.
Now, the money is obviously better is what you're saying. But do you appreciate the rule set better, or is it in your will set, like more like, okay, I don't have to worry about ground. I don't have to worry about kicks. I'm just going to go sling.
Yeah. I mean, most heavyweights, it's a bare knuckle fight with gloves on and not in MMA. It's not very much glove. So most of my fights were they all ended on their feet. It was all a stand up war. Most heavyweights don't go to the ground. It translated over pretty easy with me. And I've always liked the new challenge. MMA was kind of getting, I'm getting older. MMA was kind of getting to be a struggle. So the bare knuckle thing was a new challenge. It was a new company starting out. I feel like I jumped in at a good time. I got in early. And I feel like I could grow with the company, something like that.
And they got a lot of cash. I was hearing rumors about like Shaq being an investor, and they were throwing a lot of money. Like David Feldman was on the program. He was actually talking about, you know, offering millions to Mike Tyson. Like bare knuckle fighting is the real deal. I mean, they got some money to spend. They got people invested into it. Like, how do you feel that you're working with this brand, you're growing with the brand, and you know, it's so much fucking money, man. They got some money to throw, you know?
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, it's exciting to be involved in a company that's, you know, I feel like they're taking over as far as combat sports are going. You know, I go and watch. I still watch. I'm a fight fan, so I watch all fights. I watch UFC. I'm excited when I watch bare knuckle. Like it's, you know, you're not gonna. It's not gonna. It's the not fights don't drag out. they're action packed. You know, pretty much from start to finish.
Right.
Do you think that MMA will you'll go back to MMA, or do you think that bare knuckle is going to be the course of your career from this point forward?
I really can't say. You know, I have to this next fight coming up is my contract fight. So you know how I do against Burns and how bare knuckle thinks I did, and if they want to re-sign me, that's all up to them.
And when it comes to an opponent like Josh Burns, he's coming off a victory, and obviously you're coming off a win. You two knockout artists, two exciting fighters. Like, what's your assessment on your opponent as far as breaking him down and, you know, coming up with a game plan to attack someone that has, you know, exciting fights, knockout power in both hands? Like, what's your assessment on your opponent? How you taking this fight?
It's most heavyweights are pretty similar. You want to follow the same, you know, the same pattern on most of these guys. If you're a heavyweight, you got to have one punch power. That's just bottom line. So, you know, you don't want to get hit with that. It's pretty simple. I don't want to get hit by anybody. I don't want to know how much power Josh Burns have. I hope after the fight, I still don't know how much, you know, how power he has. It don't take much when you're as big as guys like we are. Like, you know, it's, you don't have a glove on, it's, you're going to absorb every inch of that power. So, you know, you don't really want to get hit as a heavyweight. It doesn't take much. So with Burns, you know, it's pretty standard, man. He's an explosive guy. He's tough. He's going to come with those big punches, and I'm going to do my best to get out of the way of him.
I think that's the most exciting part about the heavyweight divisions. Me and Gabe talk about this all the time is, you know, one shot, it could be game over, you know, and it was a fight. Zingano was fighting Derek Lewis, and you have two knockout artists, and they both completely neutralized each other. They both respected each other's power, so they didn't engage. They didn't go into the pocket, and it was pretty much a stalemate, and Derek Lewis won on a couple strikes. Do you feel that that's going to happen, where you guys are both going to respect each other to the point where it's going to be a strategic chess match, or are you going to go guns blazing and go for the KO?
I don't know. you know, it just depends on, you know, the first couple seconds of the fight, how it all plays out. I don't see me and Burns going the distance at all. I think me and him both are, you know, we're in there trying to get an early night out of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't see it going the distance. I don't see it lasting very long. Either way it goes.
Fair enough.
I want to pull back a little bit. You said that this is a good contract for you. Are you a full-time fighter, or do you have a job as well?
No, I'm a full-time fighter. I signed a three-fight deal with Bare Knuckle way a couple years ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. And so that's great, because, I mean, I know a lot of pros also have to do other jobs as well to sustain their living. And if you're making enough from Bare Knuckle, from just to focus on your fight and then spend time with your family, you are a very, very fortunate man.
Yes, sir. I am very fortunate. I'm a full-time dad also when I'm not okay. Fighting people with no gloves on.
How many kids do you have?
Two daughters.
Two daughters?
A three-year-old and a 10-month-old. So I'm okay. Busy.
I know all about that.
I'm busy.
Yeah. I mean, you could have been like Steve. Steve is a fucking firefighter. I mean, he's killing people. He's one of the greatest heavyweights of all time. And he's also putting out fires. I mean, like, yeah, everyone's naturally bad motherfuckers. I don't know what is in your – DNA or something like that. I don't know if you were just born fucking a bad motherfucker, but like, holy crap, man. For you, like, yeah. Full-time dad and also in the gym all the time and taking this as a career, you know, God bless you, man. God bless you.
Yeah, I'm lucky, man, because, you know, a lot of people don't get to spend a lot of time with their kids, and I'm blessed and fortunate enough that I can be with my kids when I'm not training. You know, I do the gym and stuff every day, but for the most part, I'm not working a 40-hour week, you know, punching a clock, man. To me, that's being wealthy. That's being blessed, you know. I can't argue with it. I get punched in my face a lot, and it's not doing anything for my looks, but I get to spend all the time I want with my kids and my wife, so. My kids enjoy it. I don't know about my wife. It might start getting on her nerves a little bit.
I'm just going to assume your kids aren't teenagers then.
Not yet. I'm trying to enjoy these years before they get up.
You're enjoying your time with them. So.
Exactly. I'm trying to do it while I can, man, because when they get teenagers and they discover what boys is, then that's a whole other chapter.
So you got a girl?
I have two girls, and I'm in the same boat as you, man.
Yeah, you already know, man. You got to stay in shape forever with that one.
Exactly. That's, always.
By the way, folks, that is the fighter's curse because all badass motherfuckers always have girls for some god awful reason. John Jones, Mark Coleman, you and Gabe. Just saying. Yeah. I believe it.
Howie Atherton is saying that if it goes less than three rounds, it's going to be Burns' fight. How do you feel about that? And I'm not. This is not me. This is not me bringing something up. This is someone on the chat. It's like they're giving it up. That's not me. And thank you, Howie, because I'm trying to get this built up. It's your turn.
I mean, I don't know. I guess if you're strategically talking about the fight.
Yeah, I think that's what he's saying. He's saying basically he doesn't think Howie can or Josh can go the five rounds. So.
Howie, why are you talking shit, man? We gotta rally this up.
Consult
the play on its own. What's going on, Howie?
I don't know why it went down. The volume went down. I couldn't hear y'all.
Can you hear
us? I mean, I don't know. People say a lot about, you know, I don't think that I've been out there enough for people to respect me, and I'm fine with that. You know, I'm the underdog. I've been an underdog my entire life, man. This fits right into my build. I'm okay with that. BKFC doesn't really push me. They don't really publicize me like they do other people, and I'm fine with that. A lot of people don't know about me. I'm perfectly fine with that. You know, I guess they said that because, you know, Burns is explosive, and they're looking for him to come out early with a big punch, I guess. But I've heard that before, and I think that's
Do you feel like this is a fight that could potentially make your name in the sport? Do you feel like this is a matchup that, like, when you knock out Burns, I mean, obviously it's going to be if, but I hope you have the mindset that you're going to knock him out. Do you feel like that's going to do something for your career that you're going to get that notoriety that you should be getting?
Possibly. I mean, Burns is a name. He's a big name in this sport. I go through every fight the same way. I'm trying to win. And eventually, eventually the notoriety will come. And, you know, I don't know whether that's a good or a bad thing. It's, you know, the secret is going to get out. But, you know, I'm not here for no reason. I'm here for a reason. And it's not because I'm not good at what I do, I guess, is the way to put that.
I like that approach. I've always liked that approach about a fighter that lets the fights and his fights sell the fighter. Because, you know, we're in a demographic and we're in the MMA climate and fight climate where everyone wants to talk shit. Everyone wants instant gratification. Let's just talk shit about my opponent to sell myself and sell the fight. But yeah. I like your approach. I've always liked the fighter's approach where they let the fight sell itself and let the fighter sell.
Yeah,
itself.
I don't.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the fight will sell itself. You know that, and I've always been that way. I can't stand the Conor McGregors of this era that they have to get out there and do this WWE back and forth stuff. Man, it's not me. It never has been. I've never been a talker. You know, me and Burns already signed the contract. There's really nothing else to say. I'll see you on the 30th. You know, if that's his game and he likes to talk. Whatever helps you, man. Whatever helps you out. I don't do it. I don't want to talk about, you know, how he looks and And I don't even care about what he thinks about how, well, how I did, and you know. If but the how worst does he thing look? He said about me is I'm a pretty boy, man. I'm good with that. I'm okay.
I personally, as an ugly man, I would be offended if someone said I was a pretty boy. I revel in being that ugly dude. Like if someone's like, "You're a pretty boy," I'd be like, "What? Yo, you're getting knocked out, son."
Yeah. Personally, he said something I think I heard it from somebody. I didn't see it, but he said something like, "I'm a pretty boy with abs." And man, I'm almost 40. Man, you talk about me having abs. Hey, thank you, brother. No, it's hard. It's hard to get when you get around 40.
Yeah, man.
That's not an easy achievement.
If that's the best thing he's coming up with, I mean, come on, you gotta work on your.
I'm sure he's got more.
Oh, here he is.
You guys are lucky because I look like a handsome fifth grader on HGH. Just saying, you know what I'm saying? I just turned 34. So, and we are joined by Josh Burns. Josh, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, guys?
How you doing? So, your opponent, obviously, it's all respect. You guys have a huge fight coming up April 30th. Josh, you know, it's all respect from Dylan. What's your personal assessment on Dylan, and what's your thoughts going into this fight?
Oh, well, we'll just feed off what you guys were just talking about. I think he's pretty. He's got nice abs. He's got poster boy for fighting, you know. Solid opponent, you know. I call him like the human tank. So it's a great it's going to be a great fight, man. It's going to be a great fight. Great, what a great platform to put our skill sets on display. And one of us is going to go to sleep and, you know, start to keep going for that belt, and that's what's up.
So Josh, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Because he's a pretty boy, do you think he's soft and doesn't have the grit and like the real need that like come on? Because when you're ugly, you have nothing to lose. But a pretty boy, he's got something to lose. Is that what you're kind of saying with that, or are you just saying he's a good looking dude? I can respect that because I see good looking dudes, and I can say he's a good looking guy.
Come on, bro. Listen, you ugly as fuck, so you know what I'm talking about.
He gets it. Yeah.
He's a good-looking dude, man. You can't take that away. He's definitely a pretty boy. So no matter what happens, this guy's got a career in movies and commercials and all kinds of good shit. So, no, it has nothing to do with his fighting ability, man. Obviously, he's a winner. He's got a winning record all the way through. So it's going to be a great fight, man. It's going to be a great fight. I still want to test that chin. That's probably the only thing that I'm looking at right now, thinking that I think is in my favor. And, you know, I know he's going to come in shape. So we're trying. I mean, I've just got done training in my own gym right now. And we're trying to, you know, keep up step for step with that cardio. It's going to be tough because I know he's a stud. He's kind of like Joey Beltran, don't get tired. So that's a big challenge for any big heavyweight, you know what I'm saying? So, but it's going to be a hell of a fight, I think.
And going to you, Josh. Josh, you're coming off a huge knockout victory. I mean, so fucking impressive. I saw that highlight like over and over and over again when they put it up. How's training been after that? Obviously, you're riding high. You got this big knockout win. How has preparations been? How was training camp leading into this fight? And, you know, what do you think you have to do to get this W?
You know, training camp just kind of – we just kept training, you know what I'm saying? When I went in the Sorrow fight, I wasn't out of shape, but cosmetically and aesthetically, I was not what I normally was. And that's just because I was going to go in the Sam Shoemaker fight about 285. And then I got the nod that Shoemaker fight just wasn't going to happen. It was the third time that it got, you know, canceled. So they threw Sorrow at me, and they were just like, look, with their catch, we kind of need to the other 265, 260. And I was like, all right, I got 6 weeks. So basically, you know, stopped all the strength and conditioning style. Conditioning kept going, but strength training kind of stopped. And, you know, we're just focused on losing. I kind of got, you know, into that funk stage. All of us being athletes, you guys understand you got that funk stage that you get into between about a 15-pound area where, you know, you're not looking tough and hard, but not looking soft. You're kind of in the middle, and that's basically where I was. So I was not happy with the way I looked and how I performed. And so we just kind of hit the ground running. We got home. We took about 3 days off and then got back in the gym and, you know, just start grinding out. So we feel like we're in a much better place now, you know, aesthetically and condition wise. And, you know, we have to be, you know, because we know DC's coming in. He's riding the high too. My God, he's running the, coming off of a two knockout win, you know, streak here at the BKFC. And we've got one, and we're both looking to continue that.
So I know you kept saying aesthetics over and over and over again. I kind of see where the issue with the abs is now. It's all coming out now. I get it. Makes sense.
See, you want to say, see, you ugly. See, you catch on, bro. See, us ugly guys, right here.
I think we're smart, right? We got it. So, what do you think the strategy for this fight's going to be?
You can come up with a million things, saying how you want to do stuff, but at the end of the day, I'm a pressure fighter. So I'm going to be the pressure fighter. You know, I think Dylan, you know, it depends, you know, I've seen his fights, and he really acclimates to what goes on. So, you know, for me, I think it's going to be a pressure fight for me, trying to basically put pressure on him. And, you know, I'm assuming he's going to meet me right in the middle, and it's going to be a show. So, and if not, then it's just going to be a cat and mouse game. You know, you never know. You know, I'm going to fight whatever's presented to him and whatever's presented to me, we're both going to deal with. And we're going to put on a fight, you know, and put on a show for the fans for sure.
So I have a question for both of you, and starting with Dylan and then Josh. So looking at the BKFC stacked heavyweight division, you know, you get past Josh or Dylan, whatever happens. What's your personal assessment, and who would you want to fight next after? And I'll start with Dylan first.
The person holding the belt. Pretty easy.
Right. Pretty easy.
Yeah. Whoever that is. I think Joey and Shoemaker have something lined up. That's what I keep hearing. I haven't seen dates on it. I think it might be.
Yeah, they're gonna be. Yeah, Joey and Shoemaker are fighting.
Yeah, May 21st, guys. May 21st.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You know. So yeah, I had to really dig for that information. It's kind of funny. BKFC really doesn't put that on their website.
BKFC is real good with they focus on the card that's at hand.
Yeah,
and ahead of themselves. You know, UFC will put out 10 cards ahead. Yeah. You know, stuff like that. But you know, BKFC really sticks to that real strict regimen of one card at a time, focus on that one card, and then leading into the end of that card, then they explode the next card. You know, just like with Mississippi, I had to go to Mississippi, do some commentating, so they could announce, you know, Dylan and I, you know, having our fight. So they waited all the way up to the night of the fight. So, yeah, that's just the way they run things.
Gotcha. And the question on to you, Josh, who would you want to fight after Dylan? Who do you spot on, and who do you have your crosshairs on in the heavyweight division for BKFC?
Well, you know, it's really kind of a trick question because you've got two good opponents in Sam and Joey who both present different problems, each guy. You know, obviously Sam's going to come with that big right hand and just going to kind of come right at you. And then you got Joey who's an OG and, you know, a gosh darn gas tank, like this doesn't ever end. So, and both, I like both fights, to be honest with you. I think Sam's a more clear-cut fight, gives me a better chance to knock him out quick. Joey, I believe, gives you the best opportunity to knock him out if you could, because he's going to let you hit him so he can hit you back. But he also likes to take you deep. So he's what I consider a volume fighter. So being a volume fighter, he's just going to put it on you from the start, first round, all the way to the fifth round. Most heavyweights can't keep up his pace, but at the same time, most heavyweights can't take my power. So it's just one of those things I always joke and call it kind of the Ollie Foreman. You know, I'm the Foreman, he's the Ollie. He's going to take me deep and fucking drown me like Ollie did Foreman, or am I going to be able to reverse the roles and actually put him out? So obviously I believe I can take him out. You know, no disrespect to Joey because he is an OG, but at the end of the day, he ain't never been hit by nobody like me. He'll fight no one fast like me. The last time I seen him fight in person was with Marcel Stamps, who I'm just as quick hand-wise as Marcel, but I know I hit a hell of a lot harder. But Marcel was whooping his ass for 4 rounds until both hands got broke. When both hands were out, he was done. I mean, you lose your tools, he can't do anything. So he still had the balls to stay in there for another whole round with two broken hands. So I give Marcel a lot of credit for that. But I'm not Marcel. I don't have brittle hands, and I'm not new to the sport. I've been doing this a long time, a lot longer than anybody here in the United States as well. So almost 6.5 years. So, you know, this is my world, my sport, and you step in the ring with me, my plan is to make you pay for it.
I was on the podcast last night with Shoemaker, and he was looking forward to that fight with you. So,
oh yeah, he wants to, as he says, shut my big mouth up and blah blah blah.
I didn't say it.
Hey, I'll tell you what he said. So, hey, it is what it is, man. He's a little sensitive. You can say he's one of those guys that ain't been in the game a long time. So he gets super sensitive. You know, I put out facts, and he gets real sensitive about that shit. But then he goes and posts shit like him in a Superman outfit holding Joey Beltran's head. And I'm like, look, and I put it right on there. I said, listen, I don't want to hear you on, you know, big mouth, this and that. Dude, that's some savage shit right there, you know? So it's a fight game. It's fun, man. It's fun. Just like I call him DC, a pretty boy. He might not like it, but at the end of the day, the dude's ready for a fucking photo shoot. You know, it is what it is. I'm not. So, you know, it's fun. It's fun to pick and play and have fun. But at the end of the day, we're going to get in there smack each other in the face. And at the end of the day, we're going to find out who's better.
Out of curiosity, why would he not like that?
You know, I don't know.
The thing is, like, if you're a pretty boy, that means you don't get hit very much. And that means that you're a good-looking motherfucker. Like, let's be honest. Like, as far as if you want to get at somebody, you want to really get, like, visceral, I would say pretty boys probably, you're going at the lowest tier possible to get someone angry.
Yeah, you know what? To be honest with you, it's a fight game, baby. You've been in it. You know what I'm talking about. Some guys take offense to that shit. And I really don't care which one way or another. I'm not doing it to offend or not offend. I'm doing what I observe and what I see. So I'm calling it as I see it. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I'm a little bit uglier, a little more rugged. And it's prettier and definitely fits on a magazine where I don't. So it is what it is, man.
I appreciate that, man.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
I know you're getting older. I don't get compliments on that very often. I appreciate that one.
I was going to say, I'm not getting compliments like that from my wife. Shit.
Yeah. Exactly.
I just lost my train of thought because this is the nicest face to face fight off interview between the two badasses who are going to kill each other. So, you know, obviously being a part of the sport, you have to be a fight fan. Yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to all these fights that are coming up. Like, Dylan, starting off with you and then Josh, what fights as a fight fan are you looking forward to seeing as a fan as opposed to you guys being in the ring?
You're asking me or Burns?
Oh, no, I was asking you. What fight are you looking forward to see the most? And why isn't it Jake Paul versus Ben Askren?
I mean the heavyweight championship to me is at the top of the list. You know, that to me, just, you know, me aside, I just think that's gonna be a good fight. You know, Beltran and Shoemaker. I like the Yuli Diaz and Thiago Alvarez fight. That to me is gonna be a great fight. Also, that's also for a belt. You know, they got some really great fights. Me and Burns for us to be fighting as two of the top, you know, in the top three, that these are crazy matchups. You know, the BKFC is not holding back anything as far as matching up fights, matching up great, you know, great fights, great fighters. Anytime that they have a show, I try to be there just because I'm a fan of the sport. I love it. I like watching it. I like being a spectator as much as I like being there.
Cool. How about you, Josh?
Yeah, so for me, you know, there's the plethora of fights that I'm looking at. You know, I'm really looking for the Richmond and Marcel Stamps fight because Richmond's my boy. And I actually got to know Marcel at the last fight when he fought. Good dude. So that's two real tough sons of bitches going after it. You know, the Joey Beltran and Sam Shoemaker, you know, I'll be honest with you, that one is good. But unless Sam Shoemaker comes with a complete different attitude and a complete different approach, I just think he's going to get pushed all over the place. But I'm also looking at like the Yuli fight. You know, that's always going to be a great fucking fight because Yuli comes to kill, and he's a good dude. So I like to see him excel. And also the Dat fight. You know, Reggie Barnett and Dat. I'd like to see them get at it. You know, because I think there's a lot of beef there and a lot of you know, they want to know who the fuck the best is. And watching the, you know, Johnny Bedford fight with Dat, you know, I think Dat gets hit a lot more than I thought. I thought he would be way more elusive. And watching Reggie fight, you know, Chop Chop, like Reggie made it dirty, but Reggie did what he had to do to win. And I would really like to see those two. I think that's probably the most exciting fight for me is watching those two tacticians go at it. And because they're smart, the two good, smart fighters, and they're gonna do what they need to do to win. And I, like I said, I was surprised that Johnny Bedford touched Nat as much as he did. So, and Johnny's a stud, but Johnny's more old school, straight at you, come at you, hit you. He's not a Reggie Barnett where, you know, head off center, moving, no shit like that. So I would say those are probably the few fights that I'm really looking forward to. And to be honest with you, I really want to see who Paige Van Zandt's going to be fighting. And I want to, you know, Christine Ferreira, that chick's the beast in the fucking women's division. And you know damn well, none of them girls won it. The first time she fought her, I mean, she is the legit champion. And, you know, because Peralta or whatever her name is, she ain't with the company no more. Where's she doing? So it's Ferreira. And it's funny to see people run from her. So they come up with a million excuses. But, you know, we're fighters, man. Shut the fuck up and fight. You know, fight the girl. Get the girl a fight. Because she's going to steamroll people. And that's – I call her Little Hammer because she fights like a fucking little mean. Like, she's a beast. So got a lot of respect for her too. So I'm looking forward to that as well.
I can't wait to fight April 30th, BKFC, Dylan versus Josh. I want to let you guys give your shout out. Where can we find you? Where can we follow you? Obviously, we all are going to watch the fight on the BKFC app. Make sure you download it. But Dylan, anyone you want to shout out, anywhere we can find you on Instagram, Facebook, I leave the floor to you, my friend.
Yeah. My Instagram page is DC Kleckler at Instagram.
Fuck yeah, man. Awesome. Can't wait to follow you, and I can't wait to watch the fight. How about you, Josh? Where can we find you?
You can find me at Josh the Hammer Burns on IG, Josh Burns on Facebook. Give a shout out to my main sponsor, Tiger Life. Tiger Life, dude, best energy drinks in the fucking game. And Terp House, big sponsor for me as well. All my team, my boys, Mark Coleman, Victor Torres, helped me get ready for this. You know, it's a fucking great fight. We're about to put on a real good show for you guys. And I promise you, someone's going to sleep. I don't think it's going to be me. But you never know. It's a fucking fight. So, but at the end of the day, it's going to be a hell of a fight. So, nothing but best, man. You know, God bless you, DC. Everybody, I appreciate you having me.
Two world-class athletes and two class acts are ready to go to war April 30th at BKFC. Josh, Dylan, it was an honor. I can't wait to watch the fight. Thank you very much, guys.
Right on, though.
Awesome. Good shit. I like that. You know, I'm so sick and tired of the fucking, oh, let's just talk shit about each other and let's just say how much of a dodo this guy is. I like the fact a fight can sell itself. What do you think about that?
I agree with that. But, it also leaves the, like, it's much easier when two guys hate each other on the interview perspective. But either way, I mean, you know, look, heavyweights with bare knuckle, is it that alone is going to be a good fight, you know. I'll be honest, I haven't seen either one of these gentlemen fight. But you know, heavyweights that throw down with no gloves is a scary thing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Those guys have, and we talk about this all the time, where it's the Mike Tyson's punch out, where one punch can fucking, it's lights out city. I mean, heavyweight division has always been exciting for that aspect, where just one punch can take you out of the fucking game. It's literally like touching the electric fence. Like one punch, it's game over. That's what makes this fight so exciting. No need to shit talk. No need to sell the fight. No need for the fucking hoopla. Just, you know, put two world-class athletes, two great athletes in there and let them bang it out. And speaking of banging it out, I have no idea where I'm going with that. But
I don't know where you're going either. I'm kind of concerned, or maybe a little
concerned. Oh, fuck, Gabe, I forgot to tell you. So, remember we had Anthony Pretty Boy on the show? Remember that? He was sparring with Jake Paul? Yeah. So, he spars with Jake Paul. I'm like, Anthony, how did it go? Everything go okay? We're messing each other back and forth. He's like, yeah, you know what? He didn't turn up the heat. He did in the beginning, but, you know, all good. I'm like, okay, non-disclosure. You don't have to say a word. I know what happened. So, then, with that non-disclosure, Jake Paul runs his fucking mouth saying, oh, I beat the shit out of all my training partners. And then Anthony and his fucking other buddy said, bullshit, fuck non-disclosures. Guess what? We kicked the shit out of you, and there's recordings of it. I knew this was going to fucking happen. I knew it was going to happen. He got his fucking ass kicked by a 135-pounder. God bless America. I can't wait for Ben Askren to light that ass up. Can't fucking
wait. I saw it on I think it was SureDog. There was a former UFC 185er that was brought into the camp. And he obviously didn't sign a non-disclosure because he said he's not a, he said Jake Paul's not a fighter. He ran from me the whole time. He didn't get in close at all. You know, he played an outside game and never even extended anything. So no matter what, whether he's a real fighter or not, and it's irrelevant, he's going to get paid, and it's fucking pathetic. We make stupid people wealthy. We make stupid people famous. And you know what? It gives you some idea of where our civilization is going, we are fucked.
I will be providing illegal streams, ladies and gentlemen. If you want Ben Askren to make money, donate to Ben Askren's wife. Ben Askren's wife is actually having a charity fundraiser for one of her family members is actually really, really sick. So if you want to donate to a worthy cause, don't buy the fight. Donate to Mrs. Askren. Yeah, and help out the cause, help out their family. They're such a great fucking family, and they're such a class act family. And Ben Askren's fucking hilarious and a former Olympian and world champion. He's a pioneer. So I will provide illegal streams and just give the money to like where it should be in Ben Askren and Mrs. Askren's pocket and their family.
I'm in agreement, but you know what? No matter our own personal feeling, there's a reason. But look, and through all of this, we are talking about that piece of
exactly.
shit. Stop talking exactly. about stupid people. Everybody, sorry. Stop it. The Catch Me Outside girl, I was reading something where she's worth millions of dollars. Fucking stop, people. We need to fucking stop making stupid people wealthy. Stop making stupid people fucking money and famous. It's fucking insane. We already had a Kardashian. We saw how bullshit that is. We don't need more of this shit. Thank you.
You know what's really funny? I heard about her on the news, the Catch Me Outside girl. How about that? So she, on her 18th birthday, strategically started an OnlyFans page. And OnlyFans is great until it's career day at your kid's school. You know, it's all fun and games until, you know, that fucking happens. But, you know, you gotta stop. We gotta stop fucking making retards famous. I mean, it's the Kim Kardashian effect, you know? Like, we gotta stop.
Speaking of Dave, your OnlyFans sucks. You need to step up the game. Not all inner butthole shots, dude.
I'm sorry.
That's fucking weird.
It's kind of my cat, you know? That's all my OnlyFans is pretty
boring. Okay, that makes sense. All right, okay, that makes sense.
He's kind of going to feet now, so.
All right, boys and girls.
I would say that people that are into feet are a weird, weird lot.
Yeah, assholes are one thing. Feet.
All right, boys and girls, we're about to wrap this up like a Christmas present because it's going to a really, really bad place.
Yeah, this needs to be gone.
So this show is brought to you by Dranger Protein. If you want to get more jacked than that guy who drew that redhead and drowned in next door because the bitch wouldn't let her back on the fucking door, get it? Titanic reference? Get it? Get more jacked? Jacked?
Ouch.
Never mind. If you want a great protein, okay, I missed the mark. I'm sorry. But if you want a great protein supplement, go on drangernutrition.com. I believe that's the website, right?
Yep.
Got it.
Yeah.
So where's the protein? Gabe has a very sexy shirt with the sponsor on it. Gabe, if you want to, there you go. Yep. Smells of stripper perfume and sweet, sweet sponsorship money. And also Gabe's gym, if you want to train with the best, a three-time world champion, former world champion, UFC veteran, and one of the baddest mofos in Cali, Mr. Gabe.
Four.
Yeah, well, three-time WEC, one-time TPF.
Fair enough. I stand for
that. Former. I'm an old, ugly man now, apparently. Thanks to Josh Burns. I'm going to cry now that he called me. That guy's calling me ugly? Fuck out of here.
Gabe's gym smells of stripper's perfume, by the way.
It does not. It does not. We have an exceptional kids program, and it's kaiju-mma.com. All people, all walks of life are welcome at my gym. We have an amazing community, and we're thankful for that, and a huge kids program. Nothing smells like strippers anywhere in the gym.
All time, people except for me.
One time,
restraining order. He has to be 300 yards farther.
One time, Gabe didn't turn off his swag before Betty woke up drowning in bitches. This was like back in the day, though. Like
wait, this is many, many, many moons ago. I'm a family man.
And you're also the man. Gabe, any last words, sir?
Nope. I'm just glad to be back on the show. Thanks everyone who's watching. Maybe we get some MMA guests back. Hint, hint.
I might have something coming up. Guys. I might have something in the work.
I'm just saying. Boxing, but I happen to be an MMA guy. I'm going to stick with what I feel the most comfortable with. But I'm just saying it's good no matter what.
We just got to get you out to some fights. We got to get you to a couple BKFC fights.
Any last words, Mr. Producer?
Nope. Just drink more Dranger.
Fuck yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Tune into the Women's Show on Wednesday and then our program on Thursday. Download it on Amazon, Roku, Apple TV, or illegal streaming. Why not? Ladies and gentlemen, from the Fight Mixer, David, Gabe, Matt signing off. Peace.
Perfect. Perfect. Perfect.